Well, with me today is Olga. Olga is one of my former patients that I saw more than 10 years ago. She came to me for a while with a couple of problems, a lot of shoulder pain, neck pain, but her real main problem is stress and causing her to have a diagnosis of manic depressive problem. I'll let Olga summarize what happened like more than 10 years ago when you first came to see me, how you were feeling.
Okay, well, started off at work, I was having trouble with a lot of stress on the job, and I went to see a psychiatrist about getting some help about the stress, the depression, and I had a lot of anger. I love my job and I didn't want to quit, so I thought this was the only alternative I had, was to go through a psychiatrist to see this through. But after 2 years of treatment with her, I ended up having almost like a breakdown. I stressed out.
After the treatment?
After her
How
treatment,
often were you seeing the psychiatrist?
I was seeing her two or three times a week.
Two or three times a week?
And
I hate to see the medical bills.
Yeah, you know, big bills.
Okay.
Bills.
So what else did she do you with?
So management at work had gotten was my hard part, the trouble that I had.
Yeah.
And things had gotten really out of hand, and I ended up getting so upset that I couldn't calm myself down.
Mm.
And the doctor put me in the hospital, and I was there for about 2 weeks. And then it was time to face going back to work again.
Mm.
And before the due date, I would end up back in the hospital.
Mm.
So I did this.
I remember now. Every time.
Years,
yeah, right.
For quite a few years.
Exactly,
just,
yeah.
And I went through the same thing with trying to go to court over it.
Exactly.
Every
now
time
I remember.
We had a court date, I was back in the hospital.
Because you got so nervous.
Because I got so nervous.
Yes, I remember now, yes.
I couldn't get past it. I had a cousin who lived in Long Beach, and where you had a clinic or a medical center, and
yeah.
She told me about you, and then I came to see you.
Uh-huh.
And immediately you diagnosed what was wrong with me and gave me some treatments, and I felt better just almost immediately when I came to see
what,
you.
What other medication they were using to treat you besides the psychotherapy?
Besides that,
you were on a lot of drugs?
I am on a lot of drugs. I was this
yeah.
time that I came to you.
Now how about last time?
Last time I probably was on lithium and anti-anxiety pills and depression pills and things. What else? That was about it.
Did we try to decrease those pills at
no,
that time?
No, we didn't. At that time,
oh,
we didn't
yeah.
do it. But you did give me epidural, morphine
yes.
epidural,
yes.
and about three cryos procedures.
That kind of show how my practice had evolved. Today, I drop every pill the first time a patient come to see me. And
really?
And I didn't remember telling you this time.
Yeah.
But in any case, what happened was that due to insurance problem, okay, you stop coming. Okay,
I stopped coming, yes.
Do you
my
remember,
coverage changed.
You remember what happened to the insurance?
Yes, well, my insurance coverage changed.
Changed.
It changed, and I had to go on to
Medicare.
Medicare.
Oh.
And so I was under the impression that I could not come anymore, and I stopped coming.
We did have Medicare problem at that time, but we got it resolved.
You got it resolved.
But
by this time, I moved out of town.
Oh, yeah, you moved out of town.
I moved out of town, and so I went to other doctors. The same psychiatrist that I had been seeing referred me to a specialist.
Yeah.
And
a pain specialist?
Spine.
Oh, spine specialist. Okay.
Okay. Yeah. And he did what do you call those, MRIs, X-rays, all kinds of tests, and nothing. I came out with inflammation medicine.
How much? How many tests have I done on you?
Oh, they've done about at least
no,
three.
No, me.
You? No,
yeah.
none.
None, right?
None.
Okay,
none.
I go right to and get treatment, and you feel better
yeah,
every time. Okay, so all those mumble jumbles, just waste of time, waste of money.
Right. And between what the doctor, a psychiatrist had prescribed, and then this doctor was prescribing, I felt like I was like sleeping all the time, like I was a mummy or something. I just could never break through. Like a zombie, all the time, a zombie.
Mm-hmm.
And so I tried myself to stop taking them, and ended up in the hospital two times. I stopped to do that.
How many pills were you taking?
Oh, about 13, I think.
13?
Yeah, about 13
different pills. Oh, I forgot to bring in your chart. Can you name some of the things that you're taking? Do you remember or no?
Yeah, the important one was that I stopped taking was lithium, because I really felt like a zombie when I took that.
Oh, I see.
But see, according to the doctor, that was supposed to keep me stabilized.
Of course,
And it, all it did was tranquilize me.
Exactly.
And so
you
did all the others.
You could get drunk, and it would do the same thing.
When
you wake up, you'll be back to square one.
Back to square one. But with all the medications she prescribed, all they did, even antidepressants, would make me depressed.
So you were on Prozac, too?
I took Prozac for... I've been on Prozac for quite a while now, probably since the 90s, I think we're on the 90s, after I stopped seeing you.
See, back in 10 years ago, I was not brave enough to drop the medication. Today, I just dropped everything the first time because they're harmful to you.
Yeah, and you know, my doctors told me I could never stop taking this medication, that I had a chemical imbalance. I had to take this medication for the rest of my life.
Mm-hmm.
And I've been off of them for 3 days now.
Okay. So after the first treatment, I forgot to tell you to drop it. So after the second treatment, I tell you to drop everything.
Right.
Okay. So what happened? Anyway, let's go back. We'll talk about this medication. Let's go back. What happened the last 10 years, when 8 years, when you have not been seeing us?
When I haven't been seeing you, I've been seeing the doctors that I mentioned earlier, along with a colon specialist, because I was getting heartburn and indigestion, bad stomach reaction every time I ate.
What did he do for you?
And he gave me a prescription called Prevacid.
Prilosec?
Prilosec. Something like that. And that seemed to work pretty good. You have to take it once a day forever.
But then kind of masks the symptom. Are you still taking that?
No, I stopped taking all everything.
Good.
Yeah.
It doesn't. You don't have the heartburn, all right?
And I still don't have the heartburn.
Because I treated you.
And I'm not in the hospital after one day of not taking my medication.
So how many times did you try to stop the medication?
Twice. Two other times.
Two other times?
Yes.
Okay, three times?
This makes the third time.
Oh, but previously you stopped
time,
two times. And
on
both
my
time
own.
You ended up in the hospital?
In the hospital, and with my doctors threatening to discontinue seeing me if I wasn't going to follow their instructions.
I see. Okay.
You know? And I wasn't doing it to be against them.
Yeah.
I just couldn't stand taking them anymore.
But they don't listen. Yeah, these people can only see one thing.
Yeah.
Okay, they only see using their method, and if the patient following it, okay, they do not listen to what are the effects of the patient, why the patient want to stop the medication. So how long were you in the hospital each time?
About 1 or 2 weeks.
1 or 2 weeks?
Yeah. To stabilize my medication.
To stabilize it, so they give you back the medication?
They put me back on medication.
I see, okay.
You know, with a threat that don't do this again.
Okay, we'll talk about what happened this time when we stop your medication. But how about your pain? What else have you done for your pain you're not seeing us?
My pain, the only thing that I was given by the spine.
Spine specialist.
I don't know why I want to say spine.
Yeah.
A specialist was anti-inflammatory drugs.
Mm.
Something called Lodine.
Lodine.
400 mg.
Wow.
Twice a day.
Twice a day.
And
did it work?
No. Well, they worked a little bit. They did work a little bit. But... They never took away the entire pain.
Yes.
But see, I was taking them. I was having inflammation and spasms.
Yes.
And just lots of pain.
I see. You also have somebody give you trigger point injections.
Yes, the same doctor. The spine.
Actually, you should not be laughing at yourself. We should have do an interview of you when you first came back.
Right, I couldn't
your
laugh.
Voice,
I
your
couldn't even laugh.
Yeah, you couldn't. You wouldn't be laughing. Also, your voice was so quivering so much. I'm not sure that you could have done the interview.
I don't think so.
And this is only a four treatment since you
came
back.
Yeah.
Okay. So this guy, the trigger point injection, did it help
okay,
you?
Okay, no, it did not help me because he never went to the source of pain like you go right to it where you're where you're hurting. And if he did by chance get in the area, then we're never deep enough to really feel the relief of what he did. And on top of that, he would only do it once a month.
Mm-hmm.
And so it was a total zero.
Total zero. Yeah. Well, trigger points are actually acupuncture points.
Mm-hmm.
So they are actually practicing Chinese medicine
without
learning it.
Without learning it.
Even if you get it deep enough, the relief will be temporary.
Yeah.
The rest of the body need to be treated. They are all connected together. Well, let's. How do you decide to come back to see us?
As a matter of fact, I have a sister who was having trouble with stress, and she asked me, who was that doctor you went to see when you first started having trouble at work?
Yes.
And then I remembered you.
Oh.
And I said, but I don't know where his office is, and I just start calling
until
I found you.
I see. Okay. Yeah, we did move a couple of times.
Yeah.
You know, I moved back closer to my home now. So,
yeah.
And I consolidated two offices into one.
One.
Okay.
Oh, good.
So when you first came back, how were you feeling? Can you tell us?
Well, like you said, I couldn't even talk without my face quivering, and
yeah.
I couldn't even laugh or smile.
You were very depressed.
I'm very short depressed. And
how about your pain?
And my pain on my left side was real bad,
mm-hmm.
pretty severe.
The neck, the shoulder?
The neck and the shoulders, yeah.
Actually, both sides, right?
Both sides,
uh-huh.
Yeah.
Okay, so what happened after our first treatment?
Well, pretty much the pain, most of it went away. Yeah.
Right away.
Right, yeah, went away.
So think about all this 10 years.
Yeah. That's
8 years.
Yeah.
You've gone to somebody else.
And not even one day could they do something.
They didn't do anything.
Yeah.
They put you in the hospital, drug you up, and do a lot of tests to kind of fool you that they did a lot of things. But how many tests did I do this time when you first came back?
Well, you just examined, just your initial exam, is that what you
laboratory test.
Laboratory test?
What did I do?
None. No. Now, the other doctors all did all kinds of tests and
waste
blood
of money.
Yeah, all kinds of tests.
They didn't know what to do. That's why they had to do all kinds of tests. I do recommend later on to do some urine test.
Okay.
That test functional disorders, functional problem, way before symptoms disappear. To test your mineral reserve, your adrenal status, vitamin C, free radical, calcium. It's very, very inexpensive. It tells me a lot about you, and I can prescribe some homeopathic and food supplement to really stabilize you.
Okay.
My practice has really improved so much. Today is very easy to cure you. I cure another.
Yeah, I noticed real faster.
Much faster this time.
Much faster this time.
Calmer,
yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
Yeah. Well, so what happened after you I told you to drop all your medication. You were taking, like 7 different pills, 13 pills a day, 7
13.
Different kind.
Yeah.
So
all of them supposedly to keep me balanced.
Exactly. So after the second treatment, I told you to drop it all. What happened after that?
Nothing except I had a kind of mild symptom of feeling the fatigue.
Fatigue.
Yeah.
Okay.
Tired,
but not
tired.
Real. Not.
But I could still function that day.
Yeah, that was last time.
Yes.
Okay. So this time after the third treatment, what happened?
Well, nothing. I mean, everything was okay.
Better, right?
Better, yeah.
Okay.
Everything was
and
fine.
You still did not take any medication?
No, I haven't taken any medication.
You think
I'm
you need any?
Off of them. No, I don't think so at this point, no.
Yeah.
I carry them with me just in case
I'll give you some homeopathic for your relaxation. Okay.
Mm-hmm.
Those are the things that you do not need to worry about side effects. They have no side effects. You'll calm you a lot better.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. The only side effect would be just like losing touch with what my reality was,
which
is okay too.
Those are drugs, okay?
Yeah.
But the thing that I'm going to give to you have no side effects. You,
okay.
You can take the whole bottle. It will not harm you.
It will not harm you.
Yeah.
Yeah.
How about
your
pain now?
What's
pain now?
Just some real mild discomfort that on the shoulder, but that's where you treated me today.
Mm-hmm.
And other than that, I'm not in the kind of pain I was the first day I came back.
So what percentage of improvement you would say
least about 90%.
90%. That much more. Yeah, I can see that your neck, you're moving a lot better.
Yeah.
Yeah. But the biggest thing I noticed is that your voice is not really quivering. You still have a little bit.
I still have a little
bit. But not like
that.
You know, and you're smiling. You're making jokes.
Yeah, that's one thing I noticed, too, that all of a sudden on the way home from the first visit, everything on the radio seemed funny to me, which never happened
really
before.
Yeah.
I just listened to the news because that's how boring I am. You know.
You also told me that you weren't able to come to Orange County except once a week.
Right.
Tell us about that.
I could only drive once a week to Orange County, and I had to spend the night before I could drive back to Corona.
Why is that? Because
I couldn't concentrate. I get physically very tired, very tired.
Very tired.
Yeah.
Okay, now how often you come see us? This week, three times.
Just three times this week, which is amazing.
And you're still doing good?
Yeah, I'm still doing
and
good.
And today is just the fourth treatment?
That's my fourth treatment, yeah.
Okay, so we should really question, what are we doing with the conventional drug and surgery? You know, all the time and all the money you're wasting, all the suffering you do for the last 8 years, and Medicare doesn't want to pay for our treatment and pay for the other conventional time.
I just don't understand that, because they, if you don't follow the doctor's instructions, they won't keep you on Medicare or Social Security.
Yeah.
And without that, you feel so lousy, you can't go out and make it on your own.
Exactly.
And you're like stuck nowhere. I mean,
this time, I'm going to get you back to work.
Yeah. Oh, I hope so.
Yeah, we'll do
it. I really liked my work before.
I know that. That's why, you know, that's why even Medicare is not paying. I'm seeing you three times a week, okay?
Okay.
And we'll fight Medicare for the payment later, okay? Because I know you want to go to back to work, not unlike some other people utilize this as an excuse for not going back to work.
No, I liked my job to begin with, and I didn't want to lose it.
Yeah.
So I put up with a lot of bad and hard people to deal with.
Yeah.
And that's where the stress came.
That's what ruined you.
Yeah, that's what ruined me, because I just internalized it, and thinking that was a mature thing to do, but I did it over a long period of time.
This time, because of what I learned the last 8 years with the super supplements and homeopathic, I can stabilize you. And you will be able to come look at what I did in just 1 week.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, a lot more than what I used to do for you. And I used to resort to epidurals, cryosurgery. Those are also not necessary.
Oh,
even not necessary at all. So you don't need that.
I wanted another one somewhere else.
But you don't need it. Okay, you don't need it. This is much more, safer and less invasive.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, and ultimately you really need the supplements to get your body's nutritional nutrient to be balanced out, both the energy and your calcium, your mineral, and so forth.
Okay.
And the urine test, now those urine tests is like only a couple hundred dollars, okay? But it tells me a lot more than an MRI and all the other expensive tests that would not guide me in how to treat you.
Well, even through all those MRIs, the only diagnosis that I got was that I had arthritis in my facets.
Yes.
And
facet joint. Yeah.
And that other thing for the muscles,
fibromyalgia.
Yes, that's it.
Those are just fancy names for symptoms.
Oh.
Okay. The point is that the test does not guide them on what medication to use.
For that.
Whatever diagnosis come out, the doctor will use whatever their favorite. Some will use Motrin, some will use other anti-inflammatory. The tests have nothing to do with it. So it's just a scam.
Oh.
It's really a scam.
Yeah. Well, I went along with what they prescribed, but I didn't like the pain pills, because they made me further into the zombie feeling.
Yeah.
And so I was just taking the anti-inflammatories for the most part. This year, I asked for pain pills, and I got 15 at a time. And I would get 15 pills at a time, and then I had to go through reordering and resending in insurance forms for them, and it just got to be a hassle that way too.
Well, the main stumbling block with me getting you totally back to be productive is actually your financial ability to buy the supplements,
supplement.
To get the supplements, okay?
Okay?
Because if you can get those within 2 or 3 months, you'll be thinking, you'll be able to get part-time work. I tell you, okay? But, you know, you cannot afford those. It's going to be a little tougher. But still, we're going to be able to do it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay, well, I'm going to try real hard to follow all your instructions.
Okay. Well,
at
anyway,
least I'm getting results from you.
Great, okay. Anyway, let's do another interview, maybe like a couple months later and see how you do.
Okay.
I'll say within 6 months, you can go back to work.
Oh, okay.
I really believe that.
All
okay.
Right. That'd be great.
Yeah.
I probably forgot how to do everything now.
No, you can do something else. You can,
do something else.
Yeah, you can try to do that or do something else. Mm-hmm. But at least I can get you concentrated enough so that you won't be so absent-minded.
Yes, okay.
And you've been so depressed or you know, have mood swings and stuff like this.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. We only have, this is only 1 week. So,
yeah, and I feel a lot better.
Great. Thanks for the interview, okay?
Okay.
Let's